السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Respected elders and brothers and our sisters and mothers who are listening over the receivers, audio streaming. Over the past few mornings we have been discussing some important advices regarding the month of Ramadan and how we can maximize and really fulfill and achieve the true purpose and goal and the objective of the month of Ramadan. Once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned and given us this precious month of Ramadan for the believer to sharpen his taqwa, or if that taqwa has completely become non-existent in his life, to reintroduce that taqwa into our lives. Allah ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif, وَتَزَّوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. They take provisions, and the best of provisions is the provision of taqwa. Obviously this ayat is referring to when a person is traveling for Hajj. So at that time, in those days, and even nowadays, the person travels, he has to take some kind of what we term as patkos, or some kind of food or some necessary currency and money. So he has to make sure that when he's traveling that he's got it sufficient, so that if something goes wrong or should there be any unforeseen circumstance or cost, so then he's got sufficient by him. But then Allah Ta'ala mentions that the best provision, according to some tafsirs, is the provision of taqwa in one's life. So in our lives, we are also on a journey. We are also on a safar. We are moving very swiftly. While we coming into this world, we don't realize that every second that's going by, death is also falling. Death is also following us. That's why Hazrat Anwar Rahmatullah Ali used to have one couplet, and the chair used to be, the gist of the chair is that Jobi Bashar Aya is Dunya Me. Whichever human being comes into this world, Kehti hai qada, main bhi piche chale a rahe hai, zara dhyan rahe. That death says to and announces to that person, figuratively, death announces to that person that I am also following you very closely. Just be wary of me. Just be mindful of me. So our death is following us. And in fact, the reality is that as every day goes by, death is coming closer to us. It's actually coming closer. It's one more step closer, or 10 steps closer, only Allah knows. So we don't realize, and those people who are celebrating birthdays, so what is there really to celebrate? There's nothing really to celebrate. The person is 1 year closer to his grave, unless he's a great wali of Allah and he's looking forward to dying and meeting Allah Ta'ala, and that's illa very few people of that nature. So that there's nothing really to celebrate in that, because sinners like myself, we actually should be crying that one more year has passed by in the disobedience of Allah. One more year of my life has been squandered and not utilized in the manner that it should have been utilized. So is it a time for celebration, or is it really a time for crying and grieving? So the person is edging closer to his grave. So the best of provisions in this world is the provision of taqwa. And look at the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world, and for our physical nourishment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created so many different kinds of foods and drinks, different colors and different variations and different tastes, to suit the palates and the taste of a variety and a diverse group of people. So Allah Ta'ala has created so much nourishment for the physical self. And yet the physical self is very temporary. This body and ourselves in this world, we are here for a short period of time. The real goal is the akhirat. Now if Allah Ta'ala has created such intizam and arrangement for our physical nourishment, do you think Allah Ta'ala would have not neglected our spiritual nourishment? Allah Ta'ala's mercy that for the believers, Allah Ta'ala has created opportunities for us to spiritually nourish ourselves, to quench our spiritual thirst. And one of those sources of nourishment is this Mubarak month of Ramadan. That the believer, perhaps his entire taqwa had been completely destroyed or lost. So Allah Ta'ala says, now I'm giving you this month of Ramadan again. Get the taqwa back into your life. Bring it and implement it back into your life. And I'm going to make it so easy for you to develop this taqwa, so that you restrain yourself from fasting, restrain yourself from this, get this taqwa into your life, then you will see, inshallah, Your life will become so wonderful thereafter. So the Allah Ta'ala has given us once again this month of Ramadan so that we can develop the quality of taqwa, so that we can become His friends. Because the person who has got taqwa becomes the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, and yesterday we had mentioned this. Ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. That the friends of Allah Ta'ala are those individuals who have got iman and got the quality of taqwa. So effectively Allah Ta'ala has given us the month of Ramadan to become His friends. Allah Ta'ala wants us to become His friends. Allah Ta'ala wants each mu'min to get this crown of wilayat on top of his head. May Allah Ta'ala grant us this crown of wilayat. So this month of Ramadan is to stay away from guna and sins. And therefore, we had been elaborating with regards to certain sins which are little more challenging to give up in our lives. And certain actions and activities which are rather difficult, requires a little bit of mujahada on oneself. But the idea is that if we are able to overcome this and implement these challenging injunctions, then all other aspects of deen should inshallah become very easy. We spoke about the ensuring for the males that the beard is kept one full first length. And then thereafter we had elaborated with regards to the importance of the beard and how Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had displayed an aversion for that individual who had trimmed or shaved his beard. We then went on to the second aspect, and that is the keeping of the trousers above the ankles, again for the males. And again, the serious nature of those individuals who keep their trousers or the upper garments beneath their ankles. Now these are items which are external. These are external features which we need to bring in our lives. Now as far as external and internal, both are essential. Both are extremely important. Some people completely negate the external. So long as the heart is clean, you know, that's the main thing. You don't have to worry about all these external things. You don't have to really look like a Muslim. But as long as your heart is clean, this is the most important thing. And some go on the other extreme, that as long as you put the external right, then automatically you become the Bayezid Bustami of the time and you become the greatest wali of the time. Just keep a full beard and make sure that you're wearing trousers and your pants is above your ankle. For the woman folk, don the hijab and finish. You became the Rabia Basriya of the time. So that's the other extreme. So both are essential, both the internal and the external. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَ, that abstain from both the external and the internal sins. So both need to be abstained from. Even if you take logically, and Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah, he's given some beautiful examples. One or two we'll just mention. So he says you get the Boeing 747, or I don't know what they have now, Boeing 777. So whatever it is, the plane now, now this passengers are about to leave for Hajj, or they're flying in the air, when they are airborne, about to land. So the pilot announces and says, see passengers, we have got brand new tires, brand new good quality tires, but we don't want to show the whole world our tires. We therefore are going to be landing this plane without engaging the landing gear. We're not going to take out the tires, because we don't want to show the world. As long as we know we got the tires internally, that's the main thing. We know we got tires. So Shah Abrar al-Haq Rahmatullah said, what's going to happen? If he doesn't take out those tires, if he doesn't show the world those tires, then eventually the plane is going to crash. So he has to display those tires, he has to open it out, and he has to engage the landing gear in order for that plane to land and for everyone to reach their destination safely. The same way, the person will say that, no, beer is in the heart, that's the main thing. Iman is in the heart. The love of sunnah is in the heart. I don't want to show everyone that I love sunnah by keeping the sunnah on my face. That I don't need to, but I love sunnah. So that is, unfortunately, that is not going to work. In the same way, he says the bird. So now the bird, it is a bird. But now all we do is we take the bird and we trim the wings. So now as soon as you trim the wings, it's still a bird. Nobody will debate that aspect. But now that bird is unable to fly. Now what's going to happen? Now when the cat starts coming close to that bird, now that bird wants to flap its wings and fly, it can't fly. What is going to happen? The cat will destroy and have lunch and have a meal and make a meal of that particular bird. So in the same way, that person who doesn't display the beautiful qualities that he claims to have in his heart, he doesn't display it in the form of his love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in his emulation of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's ways, then unfortunately, just like how that cat attacked that bird, Shaitan will become prey of Shaitan. P-R-E-Y. He'll become the prey of Shaitan. Shaitan will make a meal of him. So, respected elders and brothers, and another example comes to mind. The person is a beggar, but he purchases a first class ticket. But perhaps he's not a beggar, but he's dressed like a beggar. He's donned the garment of a beggar. He looks just like a beggar. But he's a wealthy person. He went and he purchased a first class ticket on the plane. Now, as soon as he enters the airport, immediately the police and the security will stop him. That there's no beggars allowed here in the airport. So I said, oh, no, I've got the ticket. Here's it. They'll check his ticket. Where's your ID? See, well, this person has got first class ticket. He has to, well, I have to allow him to go through. So they're going to allow him to go through. And at every point, wherever he goes, he's going to face some kind of complication. There's going to be some security check. They're going to double check, triple check. There's something not right. It doesn't tie up. He's got first class ticket, but it's not conforming. He doesn't look like a first class traveler. In the same way, respected elders and brothers, if we claim to be mu'mineen, then we have to also display our iman externally. You know, the person, if he dresses like a Muslim, sometimes you see Allah Ta'ala protect, there's an accident on the road. And sometimes you see the person, immediately you make out he's a Muslim. Says he's got a kurta, he's got a topi on. MashaAllah, the beard is there. The person immediately knows, let's stop, let us help the person. But khuda na khasa, the person is dressed just like a Christian, just like a Jew, and he has to meet up in an accident. There's a great possibility that body can even be taken to a Christian, you know, mortuary. Allah Ta'ala protect. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, let us show our external self and ensure that externally also we are looking like mu'mineen and muslimin. Therefore, in this month of Ramadan, this is an ideal opportunity to reform our lives, to come closer and bring deen totally into our lives. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. This is what Allah ta'ala has given us this month of Ramadan, to change, to transform, to reform ourselves. We wanted to go on to the next aspect, but Allah ta'ala made it such that the mazmoon has come into the mind. And nevertheless, we'll terminate on that, that both the external and the internal are extremely essential in our lives. Therefore, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the tawfiq to purify ourselves externally and internally. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make our mukammal islah in this mubarak month of Ramadan. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka Allahumma wa atubu ilayk.